The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, Text Number 8 and 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1969 at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Om Agyana Jumilana Sugayana Sarabhaya चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्ट्यं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति समदान्तिकम् हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पति गोपीश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमस्ते तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी नृपभानुमांगी सैसदेव इज सबमिटिंग हिमसेल्फ टू स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नारद मुनि दैट यस व्हाट यू से इज राइट दैट I have tried to understand the absolute truth through your way, and I have tried to explain also the absolute truth in so many books, Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, but still I am not happy. So what is the defect in me? So, Narada Vacha, Narada replied, Bhavatanu Dita Prayam Jasu Bhagavatam. Jinai Vasu Natusita Manni Tad Darshanam Kilam. The whole scheme should be to satisfy the law. This is the secret of success. Tasmin tuste jagat tushta. If God or Krishna is satisfied, then whole world is satisfied. The modern civilization is lacking this knowledge. Asuric civilization, demonic civilization, what to speak of satisfying God, they are denying the existence of God. And they want peace and happiness. I remember there was a speech by Archbishop of Canterbury. He said that you people, you want kingdom of God without God. And that is our policy, Ravan's policy. Ravan's policy was kingdom of God without God. Kingdom of God means everyone is prosperous, happy in every respect that is considered as kingdom of God super materially considered. So Ravan wanted, he was materialistic, his capital was almost gold. Every house was, wrapped with gold. Sonar Lanka. Sonar Lanka means, at that time, Ravan's kingdom, the Ceylon, modern Ceylon, was covered with gold everywhere, and very rich. Very, very rich. It is said that in Ravan's room, moon was rising. That means there was electricity at that time also, or similar lights. So the description are very nice, very prosperous and rich country. The policy was, without God. Material civilization means like that, without God. So the result was, what was the result? The everything become vanquished. Now whole Ravan's kingdom with his family, with his everything, finished. Mare Krishna rake ke, rake Krishna mare ke. He, Krishna protects, nobody can kill him. And if Krishna kills, nobody can protect him. So Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra killed him. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, Ravan. Generally the demons are devotees of Brahma, Shiva, generally. They don't like Vishnu, because there is a restriction. Vishnu worship does not mean unrestricted sense gratification, no. In other words, there is allowed, all right, whatever you do. Therefore, generally people do not take to Vishnu worship. Vishnu, you'll find very small number of men there, really pure Vaishnava. So Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Ramchandra, Lord Vishnu, Ramchandra is Lord Vishnu, he wanted to kill him, Lord Shiva could not save him. There are many stories about it, that when Ravan was in the actual battlefield, was praying, Lord Shiva, generally, one who worships some demigod or somebody, he remembers. And Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, was insisting that your devotee is in so great danger, and he is repeatedly calling you to help him. And why you are not going? You are sitting. The Lord Shiva said, and now he is destined to die. Lord Ramchandra has come to kill him. Nobody can save him. So that is the fact. Rake Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rake. If Krishna gives protection to somebody, nobody can kill him. And if Krishna kills somebody, nobody can give him protection, whatever he may be. So, our business should be, the whole business should be, how to please the Supreme Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita, there is a very simple formula, how to please the Supreme Lord. Krishna says, Jayam Puramanguyam Madhvakti Sovidhasati Nasatasmat Manusheshu Kastit Me Priyatittama. Krishna says that a person who is taking the risk and trouble of preaching this confidential philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, paramam guhyam, very confidential. Confidential means that the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, simply to surrender unto the Supreme Krishna, is not understandable by ordinary man. Even great scholars like Dr. Radha Krishna, he denies. Asuri Bhavamasrita, one who has taken up the attitude of becoming a demonic, however learned he may be, Maya Puritogyana, his learning, his knowledge has been taken away by Maya. And Asuri Bhavamasrita, Namang Prabhupada, they will never surrender. This is the sign of demon. They will never surrender. they will be killed, they will go to hell, they will accept all the things, but still if you ask him that you surrender, no, that is wrong. Therefore, one who surrenders to Krishna or God is very fortunate. Bhunam janmanamanti gyanvan mang prabhutat. One who surrenders, he is not ordinary man. He is greater than all scholars, all philosophers, all yogis, all karmis, topmost man. One who surrenders. Therefore, he is very confident. So our teaching, Krishna consciousness movement, to present Bhagavad Gita as it is a process of teaching people how to surrender to Krishna or God. That's all. Therefore Krishna says, this is a confidential, nobody will accept, but one who takes the risk, please surrender. So when you go to preach, you know the preachers are sometimes attacked, just like Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Yogai Madhai. I mean Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, killed. So a preacher has the risk. Therefore Krishna says, these field workers who are engaged in preaching this Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are very, very dear to me. Very, very dear to me. Nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyata. There is nobody dearer to me than that person who preaches this confidential truth to the people. Therefore, if we want to please Krishna, we have to take this risk. Krishna Guru, my spiritual master, took this risk, preaching work, and he inspired us also to do that preaching work. And we are also imploring you to take this preaching work. So this preaching work, however, I mean say, poorly we do. Poorly, it is not poor. But suppose I am not very much educated. Just like this boy. If I send him for preaching work, he is not very educated now, he is not a philosopher, he is not a scholar, but he can also preach. He can also preach. Because our preaching is not very difficult thing. If we go from door to door and simply request people, my dear sir, he chant Hare Krishna. And if he is little advanced, please try to read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It is very nice, it will be beneficial. So these three, four words will be make you a preacher. Is it very difficult task? He may not be very learned, very good scholar, very good philosopher. He simply say, go and door to door. My dear sir, you are a very learned man. For the time being, stop your learning. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Just like Prabhupada Saraswati did. He said, Dante nidhaya tinnakam padayu nipatya. The preaching method is teaching. Prabhupada Saraswati, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He wrote one book, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, the moonlight of Lord Chaitanya. In Sanskrit, he belonged to southern India. And his nephew became one of the Goswamis. Lord Chaitanya was staying at his home. He was at that time householder. Later on, he took sannyas and became Pradhananda Saraswati. At that time, Gopal Bhatta, actually their family title was Bhatta, Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya is given title to the very learned Brahmin. Chakravarti, Bhattacharya, these are Brahmin's titles, who are very learned, very influential, so Bhattacharya. So, at that time, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was little boy. So Lord Chaitanya stayed with this Venkata, Venkatanath. His name was Venkata, later on became Prabhudananda Saraswati. So that boy became influenced and he wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. He was sannyasi, he was traveling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that your father and mother is still living, so you can come to me later on. He was a boy, only 16 years old. So this boy, Gopal Bhatta, he, after the death of his father and mother, he went to Lord Chaitanya and he accepted him. And he handed over in charge of Rupa Goswami that you treat this boy as your younger brother. And he also became one of the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami is the head actually, but Sanatana Goswami, being his elder brother, he was teaching him as his spiritual master. So, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. These six Goswami, they have written immense literature. And all of them established one temple in Vrindavan. We have seen the Radharaman temple, Radharaman temple. That is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, that Prabhudananda Saraswati teaching us how to preach. In this age, simply by fighting, argument, it's very difficult to preach. Better to become humble and meek, just like Prabhudananda Saraswati is teaching us. Danti nidhaya trinakam. In India, there is a system to become humble. If you take one blade of grass between your lips and approach somebody, it is to be understood that you are approaching with great humbleness. Therefore he says, Danti nidhaya trinakam. Trinakam means blade of grass. Danti means teeth. Padayo nipatta, and falling down on your feet. Kakusatam kritva, and flattering you 100 times. My dear sir, you are so great, you are so big, you are so learned, you are so rich, you are so beautiful and everything. Although he may be not. So, danti tinaya nidhaṁ padayu nipatta kākusatam kṛtvā ca satam. Satam means 100 times, flattery. Here I have come to you to say something. Why? You are so humble. What is it? What do you want to talk? Now, hey sādhava, you are very religious man, you are very upright man, sādhava. Very honest man, saintly man. Yes? But I request you that whatever you learn, please for it. That is my request. Sakalameva vihaya dura, chaitanya chanda charane kurutanuragam. You just try to submit yourself on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. By His mercy, He'll find that Kaivalyam Narakayat, He'll find that to become one with the Supreme, it will appear to you just like hell. To merge into the Supreme, that is the highest ambition of the impersonalist. But if you submit yourself to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra, then you will find that this conception is just like hell. Kaivalyam Narakayat. Narak means hell. You will find Kaivalyam to become one. And Tridasapura Akasha Pushpayate. Tridasapura means the planets, higher planets where demigods live. 33 million demigods. There are at least 33 million planets. Tridasapura Akasha Pushpayate. They are just like phantasmagoria, a exact analogy, a phantasmal equivalent word in Sanskrit, a phantasmagoria, which has no actual existence, is called akasha pushpa, flower of the sky. There is no flower in the sky, but you can say, or in common Bengali word, eggs of the horse. A horse never gives eggs. But there are words like that. Just like Vivekananda has manufactured Daridra Narayan. How Narayan can be Daridra? It is something like horse eggs. So these words are very... Tridasapura Akasha Pushpayate. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, you will find to merge into the effulgence, to become one with the Supreme, will be considered as hell, actually. If you ask any pure devotee, do you want to merge into the existence, impersonal Brahma, will deny. It has got little Krishna consciousness. He'll deny. So what is this? My thing. This is hell. We want to dance with Krishna. Why should I march? And look my existence, individuality. And Kurmis, they are trying to be elevated in the higher planets, just like they are trying to go to the higher planets by Sputniks. Similarly, there are ritualistic ceremony. Jyanti Deva Prata Deva. By performing all the ritualistic ceremony, sacrifices, you can elevate yourself to the higher planet. Jyanti Deva Prata Deva. That is another method. And this method also, another method, they want to go direct by machine. But that tendency is there everywhere. You may go to this sun planet, moon planet, this planet. But Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is, you are going to try to go to other higher planet by your karma, by his work. This is just like horse head. Why should you bother yourself? Horse head means it has no substance. As like there is no existence of horse head, similarly, even if you attain that higher planetary system, what do you gain by that? You don't gain anything, because the four principles of material existence will continue there also. Birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot stop. You may live for a greater period. That is possible in higher planets. But if you are simply satisfied by living a bigger span of life, Is that very success? Just talk there. That is success. To become very strong in body, that is not success. But either you become strong and weak, you have to die. There is no excuse. Because you are a strong man, you will not die. Or because you are a rich man, you will not die. Because you are... No. Therefore, Prabhupadananda Saraswati says, it is just like akasha pushpa, fantastic manner. So this is karmi jnani. Jnani wants too much, and karmi wants higher level, higher standard of life. That is karmi's business. Karmi is giving charity just to acquire pious result out of it, so that after death he can be elevated to the Sarvaloka heavenly planet. So Prabhupada Saraswati says, but by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, this ambition to be elevated in higher planetary system will appear to be as phantasmagoria, akashakspar. And this is karmis ambition, the jnani's ambition, then yogis. Yogi's ambition is siddhi, eight kinds of success. A yogi can become lighter than the cotton swab. He can become smaller than the atom. Anima, lagima, prapti, siddhi, isita, busita. There are so many yogic perfections. And that is, of course, perfection. Nobody, it is not very easily go on to that perfectional state. Generally, people try by practicing yoga to control the senses and the mind. That is general practice. So Prabhupadananda Saraswati says that duddanta indriya kala sattva patali pratkhata dhanastrayati. Why you should be afraid of your senses? Why you are so much busy to try to control the senses? The senses become, how? Why not control? We say that senses are just like serpents. Duddanta indriya kala sattva patali. These senses are just like snakes. Snakes are always dangerous. Because as soon as it touches like this, immediately death. Poisonous thing. You cannot distinguish who is not poisonous. Therefore, snake is always horrible. Just like the other day you found out one snake in the Brahmacharis. So, Prabhupada Saraswati said, yes, snake is very fierce and horrible, but if you know that this snake has no poison, his poisoned teeth has been broken, snake has also used for human being. There is expert snake charmer who take the snake and take out the poisonous teeth. And that poison is used for so many medicinal purposes. Poison is also used for human benefit, if one knows. So, Prabhupadananda Saraswati is that these indriyas, the senses are just like the snakes. Our senses are acting just like snakes. It is as soon as it touches, there is some danger. Sense gratification means we are creating some danger. Some future danger, that's all. You should always remember. Are all our troubles and miseries are due to sense gratification, that they are allowed with troublesome. The yoga system is yoga indriya sangyam. Yoga means controlling the sense. That is the first principle. Prabodhananda Saraswati said that yes, it is admitted that the senses are just like snakes, but if you break the poisonous teeth, then there is no danger. There is no... There are no more fears. A snake without poison, a child may be afraid of, there is a snake. But if a man knows that this snake is here, but there is no poisonous teeth, it is broken, then there is no question of fear. Rather, it is ordinary, insignificant, just like a reptile, something, or worm, a microbe. So, he says that that means he answers to the jnanis, to the yogis, to the karmis. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patuli pratkhata pratkhata. Extracted. The teeth is extracted. Pratkhata. Utkhata. Dhanastrayata. Dhanastra means teeth. Taken out. So there is no cause of it. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patuli pratkhata dhanastrayata. Vishan purnam sukhayata. Everyone is facing the problem of material world. So many problems. But if you take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Krishna Vandam Tisha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Then, Vishnu Puno, you will find there is no problem. The world is very happy place. A devotee finds a very nice place. Just like here in New Vrindavan, those who are karmis, they will find, it is a nonsense place. There is no amenities, modern amenities, there is so much trouble, there is no nice bathroom, there is no water supply here. But devotees, they are finding, it is a very nice place. Similarly, widely you take, all the karmis, they are faced with so many problems. But a devotee, those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, they have no problem. Vishyam purnam sukhaya. And vidhimandriya dishta kitayate. And for them, all these big, big men, may be very big to others, but for the devotees, just like worms and germs and all it, flies. So, on what strength? The strength is because you have taken shelter of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, any ordinary man can criticize, just like the Consulate General in San Francisco. He was speaking to me, and Swamiji, you have called Maharshi rascal again. Then Swami, I have called. What is that? So, and the people, a man who is worshipped by someone, we call rascal. And what strength? The strength is this Krishna consciousness. He can prove that he is rascal. I am not speaking. Krishna is speaking. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Navang duskitana mura. Mura means rascal. So I am repeating Krishna's word. Anyone who does not surrender unto Krishna, he is rascal. So we can quote from Bhagavad Gita. Somebody brings case against that. So we can freely say that I am not speaking. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. You just bring libel case against Bhagavad Gita. Why are you troubling me? Bhagavad Gita says, anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, lamang duskitunam ura mang, lamang duskitunam ura parvadante narada. He is not only rascal, he is the lowest of the mankind. And if you say, oh, he is very learned scholar, oh, maya puritokena, his knowledge has been taken away by maya. Asuribhavam Vishnu. Simply, he is defined God. Krishna means God. I am God. That is asuri. So, for a devotee, there is no need of controlling senses. It automatically becomes control. Just like we have taken the vow, we are not going to eat anything except Krishna prasad. For the sense is already controlled. There is no question of asking a devotee, you don't drink, don't this, don't this, don't this, so many don'ts. Simply by accepting Krishna prasadam, all don'ts there. Already. And it becomes very easier. Others, if one is requested that don't smoke, for it is a very difficult job for him. For a devotee, he can give up at any moment. He has no problem. Therefore, the same example, that these senses are very strong, undoubtedly as strong as the snakes, but if you break the poison teeth, then it is no more fearful. Similarly, if you engage your senses in Krishna, no more controlling, it is already controlled. And the whole world is problem for ordinary person. But to us it is not problem. Because we see everything Krishna's. If there is problem, it is Krishna's problem. Why my problem? Krishna can know how to solve problem. So, we have no problem, practically. Krishna's no problem. Krishna will see to it. Just like Arjuna was encouraged that nimitta-mātra-bhava-sabhva-sāca. Don't worry about your victory. I have already arranged. So we should have such faith and conviction. And let us try. Let us do very sincerely. And seriously. Then, everything Krishna will do. I am not to do anything. Just like our Krishna consciousness movement, it is improving. Krishna giving us all facilities. We have no power. But we are trying to discharge the duty sincerely. Then it is everything. There is no problem. Vishvam purnam sukhayate and vidhimahendra adishta kitayate. And when a person is fully Krishna conscious, he knows what is what. He knows what this Lord scholar is. He knows what is this. Vidhimahendra adishta, what to speak of ordinary scholars and big men. Vidhi means Lord Brahma. And Mahendra means the king of heaven. They are also treated as the ordinary human being or ordinary living entities. They are not given any importance. Well, as Abhanma Bhumanastam, Abhanma, for a devotee, as Brahma is also a living entity, a small ant is also a living entity, all Krishna's part and parcel, so they have no quarrel with anybody. As Krishna's part and parcel, they offer respect to everyone. Not that they are amazed with the greatness of a living entity. He thinks that his greatness is due to Krishna's favor. Because Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, jat jat vibhudumat satya, tattad eva mama tejaansa sambhava. Nobody can become great unless, just like the sun sign. The sun sign, what is the sun sign? It is simply a partial reflection of Krishna's Brahma Jyoti. Similarly, anyone who is great in the estimation of this material world, there is some Krishna's favor, that's all. Jat jat vibhudyam tat tat eva mama tejaansa sambhava. Just like in a Brahma Sangita, we are giving respect to all the demigods. We are giving respect to Lord Shiva, we are giving respect to Durga, we are giving respect to Ganesh, we are giving respect to the sun god. They are very big demigods. Lord Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, and Brahma. And we don't disrespect, we give respect even to the ant. Why not to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma? They should have their due respect. But that does not mean we consider them as the supreme law. That is the mistake of the Kurmis and the impersonals. No. We know that nobody can be greater than or equal to Krishna or Vishnu Tattva, Narayana. Jastu Narayanam Devam, Brahma Rudradi Daivatai, Samatena Vikheta Sapashandi Bhavidruma. It is said in the Vaishnava Tantra that anyone who considers on the equal level Narayan with such great demigods like Brahma and Shiva, Brahma Rudradi Daivati, such big demigods, so Pashandi Bhavadrama, he becomes Pashandi. Pashandi means atheist. Atheists will compare that the Supreme Lord and other demigods are on the equal footing. No. They're never. Nobody can be greater or equal with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, vidhimandradishtha kitayate, vishampurnam sukhayate vidhimandradishtha kitayate, jatkaranna kataka vaivavatam gauramevastama. These things happen simply by a little merciful glance by Lord Chaitanya upon us. Simply, if Lord Chaitanya approves our activity, well, this man is doing nice, or then you get all this success. Simply, if he approves, that karana katakha vaivavatam gaurami vasthama. Therefore, our point was how to please the Supreme Lord. This is the way. If you want to please Krishna, you spread Krishna consciousness. That is the point Narada is pointing out to Vyasdev, jatha dharmadayasyartha munivarja anukirtita. Munivarja. Munivarja means he was the greatest of all thoughtful men. Muni. Muni means those who are thoughtful. And varja means the greatest. So he says, jatha dharmadayasyartha munivarja anukirtita. As you have described in the, all the Vedas and Upanishads about religiosity or economic development or the procedure of sense gratification or merging into this people, in that way you have not described the glories of the Lord. You have given more importance to the material activities. Na tatha vasudeva sa mahima janavata. Your people must trouble about this ritualistic performances in the Vedas and other literatures, but you have not taken much trouble to describe the glories of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Although in the Bhagavad Gita you have seen that everything is Vasudeva. Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Paragyana. But still you have not described much about Vasudeva. Natatha Vasudevasya Mahima Janivandita. You have not described very nicely about the glories of Vasudeva.